The text says in Acts 17, beginning at verse 11, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so." Tonight we come together for what we call Wednesday night Bible study. And studying the Bible is important. And the Bible holds it up here as being a very important thing. And so I want you to notice a few things about these people at Thessalonica. If you can, I guess you can't see it on your screen, but they had, first of all, an open mind. And second of all, they had an open Bible. And so when we couple an open mind with an open Bible, then we're going to have spiritual success. And that was what God wants us to have when we come together on a Bible study night like this. So we can see that they had an open mind, first of all, because it says that they were more noble. Now, the word noble can mean of high birth, you know, royal blood. But just like our English word noble, noble can mean that, but it can also mean something that's held up as a high quality or something to be imitated. And that's what I was talking about earlier, is that the way that these individuals in Berea received the word is something that Luke highlights by inspiration for us to imitate. And so they were fair-minded. That's what the word means. They were open-minded. They were willing to weigh what the scripture said in regard to Jesus Christ and what the Old Testament said about him and how he fulfilled that. And so they not only had that, they notice also had a readiness of mind. They were willing and they were eager to see what the scripture said. And notice that it says that they were studying these things in order to see whether these things were so, whether or not this was true. They weren't studying God's word in order to win an argument, in order to prove some preconceived idea, but they wanted to know whether or not the scriptures actually taught this, actually proved this or not. And so today we live in a day and a time where a lot of people say, well, you can't really prove anything for sure. You can't know anything for sure. But they had the attitude that you could not only seek, but you could know the truth. And that's what Jesus said in John 8, in verse 32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And so they had an open mind as it came to approaching the scriptures. They were honest. And that is the number one requirement, prerequisite, for us to get the true meaning of God's word, is to have an honest heart. You remember in the parable of the soils that Jesus said in Luke 8 and verse 15 that the good ground are those on which have a good and honest heart, and they bring forth fruit to God. And so we are to be people that have an honest disposition as we come to the scriptures and want to know what they say rather than trying to use it for some other purpose. And so secondly, then, they have this open Bible. Notice it says here that they received the word. The Bible is called the word. You think about how God has communicated to us in words. 1 Corinthians 2:13, that he has used words, not which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. He's used words which are vehicles of thought in order to impart to us his omniscient mind and reveal that to us. And so God has used words, and notice he has written these words down by means of about 40 different authors over a period of about 1,600 years. God wrote these things down. You see, the word scripture comes from the Greek word graphe, which means to write something. You know, somebody writes a biography. It's a bio means life. The last part of that means to write. Or if I give you my autograph, I'm writing something. Or even, what's the little lead found in the pencil? Graphite, right? It's the idea of writing. And so it's not just expressed audibly, as it was to the original audience, but it's been written down for us so that we can read it, and we can study it, and we can weigh it, like these noble Bereans did. And so in Acts 17 and verse 11, we have this great example of how they had open minds and they had open Bibles, and because of that, they came to what God wanted them to come to. Now, in regard to a Bible study like we have tonight, notice here that it says that they searched the scriptures. It wasn't just a reading of them. We have a Bible reading calendar that's great, but if I am just trying to get through that every day just to get through it and read it and not actually search, it might not be as beneficial to me as it could be. So these people, it wasn't just like a casual glance, but they were looking in and searching what these things really meant. You know, Jesus was the Word incarnate when he came to this earth. And so he was communicating and revealing God's will to people by his very life. And you think about how those wise men came from the east in Matthew chapter 2. And those magi came to King Herod, and they asked where the young child that is to be the Messiah should be born. And, of course, the chief priests and the Pharisees said in Bethlehem of Judea, quoting Micah 5 and verse 2. And then in response to that, Herod said, go and search diligently for the child. Think about if a child was lost today. You know, we've seen these images of entire communities canvassing a city or a town in order to search for a lost child because it's precious. Well, here they were searching for the Messiah, and they searched diligently for him. And so just as diligently as those magi searched for the incarnate Word, we need to search in the written Word to see what God has for us. And so they searched the Scriptures, and notice they did this. They were searching because they really wanted to know what these had to say for them. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, the Bible talks about how even these Old Testament Scriptures that they were searching pointed towards Christ, and the people that wrote the Scriptures were searching what they meant, what the fulfillment of them would be. It says, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come to you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Spirit sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. And so those prophets in the Old Testament that were speaking and writing these things, they were searching, they were putting a lot of effort into what do these mean, and they realized that it was not for their own time, but for our time that these things were written. Now, you and I have the benefit of having the entirety of God's revelation. Do we search it like those people that only had a portion of it search it? Are we like the angels who desire to look into these things in God's scheme of redemption? Do we desire it in that way? And then notice they did this daily. It was something that they had to keep going back to. And daily is used a lot of times in the book of Acts. They taught in the temple daily, or Paul took Timothy and the churches increased daily, or in Athens, later on in Acts 17 here, he presents the gospel daily to the people in the marketplace. Or in Ephesus, at the school of Tyrannus, he disputed daily. And so Paul daily was studying the Word with people, and Christians in the first century, it was a daily habit for them to read and study their Bibles. You think about this, if God's Word is nourishment to my soul, then I need that. How many of you try to eat what you need to eat as far as nutrition-wise for an entire week in one meal? Will that work? Can you consume all that you need for an entire week in one meal? And yet that's what many people do try to do spiritually if they just come and take the Sunday morning sermon as their only spiritual nourishment for the week. And so we have to do these things daily. And in Acts 6, the widows there were provided with their daily their necessities daily. We're to be children that desire the sincere milk of the Word, 1 Peter 2 and verse 2. And so notice the result of this honest, open-minded, open Bible search of God's Word. What did it produce? Well, notice here in verse 12, it says, therefore, many of them believed, also of the honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. When you do this, it produces belief and stronger faith. Romans 10, verse 17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so we're here tonight to dig into God's Word and to increase our faith. And the reason that it's so important to do this is because it's a matter of eternal salvation. In James 1 and verse 21, the Bible says, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted Word, which is able to save your souls. And so are you willing tonight to receive God's Word and to obey it? Are you willing to come to Jesus in faith? Romans 10, verse 17, repentance, Acts 2:38, confession, Acts 8:37, and baptism, Mark 16:16. Maybe you've done those first things and you've wandered away and you haven't been seeking God's word the way that you need to, are you willing to come back? If you're willing to confess your faults, we'll pray to God for you and he will heal you. James 5, verse 16. Whatever your need might be, please come while together we stand, while we sing.
Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saved, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward 'tis our Lord's command. Jesus saved, Jesus saves. Sing above the battle strife. Jesus saved, Jesus saved. By his death and endless life. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing it softly through the gloom. When the heart for mercy craves, sing in triumph for the tomb. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Give the winds a mighty voice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free. Highest hills and deepest caves. This our song of victory. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
We are dismissed to our classes.